W8CPT. W8CPT. KE8TSM Mobile. M8KZ. KD8OSD, Marysville listening. NAKPP. somebody tuned up, but I didn't hear anything. So back to you. This is K8JBD.
Hi, KABD, GHN, Roger the tune-up. Aaron, thank you for that. Okay, we'll get started here. We got 8 to start, or 7 to start. We had one check in and out. And I'll begin. We got a few things going on this week. Wednesday evening is the FEMA region that's on Zoom. If you are interested in attending that, drop me a note, KEADON@AWRL.net. That's KEADON@AWRL.net. I'll try and spell it. Thursday, got a couple of things going on. In the afternoon, there's a planning call for the Rec League meeting, and of course, that is the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group for a few of the regions. That's for a few of us in the afternoon. And then in the evening, there's the Michigan Hotspot Work Group meeting. We've got our agenda put together. One of the items that we'll be discussing there is a document that's going to go out at the end of the week, and that's the exercise plan for the fall exercise or the SUT. If you're looking to get it, come join that meeting. Again, you can reach out to me if you don't have to get the contact information for that, or just wait, and it'll be sent out through the DECs, and you should have it in your hot hands shortly after that. If you don't get it, contact me, and we'll make sure that the DECs will receive it. Let's see, with that, let's go to KAJDB, to be followed by N8HEE. Mr. Jim, what's happening?
KAJDB in the net. This is KAJDB. The name is Jim. I'm the CRO for Wausau County. We had the next last siren test for the county on Saturday, and we have actually made it through all of the sirens. And we're now cycling back through those that have failed to make sure that they're back up and working. I'm going to send out a note tonight or probably tomorrow letting the local RC group know that October 12th is coming up soon and I should have some information for them. So I'm looking forward with bated breath to the new information to come out. Other than that, not too much going on here. Another one of my clubs I belong to, which is not radio-centric, is having a big thing this week, so I will be deep-diving that and sort of enjoying all of the goodies going on there. But then things will sort of begin to slowly settle down a little bit for the fall, which I'm sort of looking forward to. Still have that KIO antenna, 20 and 17 meter hex beam. Looking forward to put all that together and get that up and see if I can get back on to the air on those bands with a little more directionality and a little more power. So with that, I will kick it back to KEADON. Thanks for running the net back. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Okay, Roger that, Jim. Thank you. KAJBD, KEATON here, Michigan Section EIPSCNet. The siren tests, they're valuable. It's a valuable service that's performed for various counties, and it's great to get out a good exercise opportunity as well as a mini form of exercise, at least. So that's a really good thing. Looking to get the set material out to folks, I think it'll be a good exercise. Hopefully it'll be a good exercise. I'll tell you right now is that if you like it, you're going to thank the team. If you don't like it, you come yell at me about it. That's the way it always works. By the way, you had a very strong signal on 60 meters today. You came in really nice. Actually, 60 wasn't too bad in and of itself. Let's go next to NAHEWACOP. NAHEE, Mr. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good afternoon, Max. This is NAHEE down here in Eaton County. Well, things are starting to perk up as the fall season starts to come in. The spring break is over, so the club meetings have started back up. We do have a test session coming up in October 12th. Here in Shell Out, so if anyone needs it, pass that along. And we tried to listen on 60 here at this location. I don't know if it's just where I live or what, but the best I heard, there was something out there that almost resembled a voice, and that was about it on 60. 40,
everybody's coming in here fantastic. So it means to see where I live. Other than that, everyone have a fine week. Hope to catch you again later. NADCE.
This is a sickle band, it seems, 60 meters, but it worked out okay. I could copy NDAW, he was not controlled for other folks that were there. KAJBD's been real strong today, so it was just one of the quirky things, because usually it's kind of muddy up here where I live. And I want to say, by the way, like, while you're on the air here, is just thank you, if I haven't said it before, thank you again for your providing of the repeaters that are sitting down there in Eaton County. We have taken advantage of those on many occasions, the D-Star repeaters and even the GMI repeaters down there. As well, so do appreciate all of that. Let's go to WHCLP to be followed by NADRL. This is Chris. How are things in Ogama?
Well, good afternoon, Max. Good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, WHCLP up here in Ogama County near Rose City. We're currently 68 degrees, a little overcast, but we'll take it. Everything's going good up here, Max. We're getting ready next Saturday. Anybody's going to be up in this neck of the woods, we're having our first, the Ogama Club's having the first swap, hand swap. It'll be next Saturday the 14th from 9 till 1, and it's at the Ogama Nature Park, which is located on Rose City Road between Rose City and St. Helens. So we've got tables available if you like there. If you want to come and bring a trunk load of stuff, that's fine too. We're not charging anything this year, just trying to get it off the ground and running, and hopefully we'll get a few hams to come out, and if nothing else, I know members of our club are looking forward to it, and it should be a good time. Hopefully, it sounds like the weather's going to be perfect for a swap. So other than that, Max, not a whole lot more going on up this way, so thanks for doing the net, and I'll throw it back to you, 7-3 from WHCLP.
All right, WHCLP, KEAD1 Michigan Section, ARPS, CNET. Well, good luck with that swap. I would love to be up there. Unfortunately, I was originally scheduled to go to Grand Rapids next Saturday. That plan may be changing, which means that my plans with them have me going down to Davisburg instead for my son's cross-country meet. So one way or the other, unfortunately, I won't be heading north on Saturday morning. I wish I could be there to join you and see you. But good luck with that, and I hope it goes well. So, folks, that's in Rose City, up in Ogama County. Nice area up here, up in the area, up in that neighborhood, do stop in. Let's see, next we'll go to NAERL to be followed by NAODU. This is you. How are things going your way?
Well, thank you, Max. We're making it here, doing well. The family's busy, but still have time for a little bit of time for amateur radio. I did get a chance to go to the Grand Rapids area swap yesterday. I reserved a table that was there and ready for me. I was able to sell some stuff, met some new people. I talked to Joe WD8USA for years and years and years, never had an eyeball. Finally got a chance to meet him and had a nice visit with him. So it was a well-organized swap and had a good time. I'm hoping to go up to Chris. Next Saturday, I got a few things left over. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it, but I could throw some stuff in the trunk and head up to Ogama. So we'll see how that works out. Been listening a little bit around the band to FT8. 10 meters had not been too well the last few weeks, but just lately, 10 and 12 has been very bad. I forget which day it was I was listening, but I was talking to Australia, New Zealand, it was opened up pretty good. That's all I got, Brother Max. So I will bring it back to you, KEADON, from NAERL.
KEADON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, yeah, I have the ability to get on to my desktop here at the shack remotely, and I was looking at it the other day and did see a nice opening in the 10. Unfortunately, my hands weren't near the radio so I couldn't do anything useful with it to take advantage of it. But glad you were able to get out there and do something. Yeah, and also good to hear that you're able to lighten your loads going to the swap, and hopefully you get a chance to do some of that next week and up in Oklahoma as well, up in Rose City. All right, next we have N8OBU to be followed by WB8TTZ.
Mr. Mike in N8OBU, how are you doing?
N8OBU, I don't have nothing for the net. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be listening along here. N8OBU.
All right, N8OBU, thank you, sir, for the service you're providing here and supporting the remote relay for this. Because extra access for folks who don't either have HF access or privileges or just don't have easy access to it, or maybe poor band conditions from where they are. So good service, and we do appreciate that very much. All right, we go to go up north to again to WBATQZ and find out what's happening up here. Mr. Mike, how are things going?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. KE8DON and Michigan ARPSC, WBTQZ up here in Rocky City. Well, things here in Presque County, not too bad. First off, I'd like to thank Jim for the information on the frequency today. I was hanging around down on 75, and he was sounding pretty good, but there's no telling you how that would have gone. Probably not too good. Signals here are fading quite a bit. I've been able to hear everybody so far, but sometimes better than others. Kind of the same situation we've been having on Max at MITN. The Max set is still meeting at 40 meters at 11 o'clock Eastern. We did consider possibility going to a much, much earlier time, like 8 o'clock. But too many scheduling conflicts, so either you can't find the people or you can't find the band. So we've been hanging around on roughly 7232, give or take, and 11 o'clock. And I guess the participation and traffic totals are way down, but I guess if you can maintain a net at all under current conditions, you're doing well. At least that's the way we're going to take it and continue to try. For the people that live in town that try to have sirens, hands off to them for doing the siren test. When Presque County started from scratch here, probably about 8 or so years ago, they went with code red, which for the size of the county and the rather sparse population we have scattered across it, was pretty good technology. Apparently their costs have gone up, so that article in the paper here a couple of weeks ago indicated that they're looking at somebody else. So all of us end users are just waiting around to find out what that's going to be. Public service event recently, beginning of August, we had the local 6K run. Didn't have a lot of turnout for supporting that, but we did have enough, and it went pretty well. As always, it didn't go perfectly, and we learned a little bit from it, but next year's another year. Yesterday, I was posting a 6K event, and I'd hoped to get something going on with that, but it just couldn't seem to draw a crowd, so between that and the fact that I can't drive much more than locally, at least I haven't been cleared to, I think I could do it if push came to shove, that didn't happen. And along those same kind of lines there, I'm glad that the antenna system is holding up, because my wife just gets very, very nervous when I go up the tower when I'm 100%, and she just absolutely wouldn't countenance that right now. So, like I say, we've got our fingers crossed, and we're hoping that things are good for another winter. And that's about it from here. Still trying to get everything back to normal. It is slowly coming, but we're not quite there yet. WBTQZ, back to them.
All right, WBTQZ, KEPR, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yeah, Code Red is a good tool. That's what the state uses for emergency management, Homeland Security Division, and I think MSP is using it to some extent as well, and I think they make it available for some other local use. I'm not quite sure of the details of that. That's not a bad tool. We're actually starting to use that in OSCOM for the SCOC activations now as well ourselves. We got training in that and began using it. I don't know anything about the cost of it. I know that here in the home county, in Midland, we have both the sirens, but we also have a Nixle alert system, which is texting, and so it's a little bit of a belt and suspenders thing, I guess. If you don't have your phone with you, you might hear the sirens, hopefully. So that's the way that goes. And I'm glad to hear you're able to do some public service events, and also that the antenna system is moving up there as well. Hopefully it continues through the cold season. All right, this is KUEDLM for the Michigan Section PLC. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to take a pause here and see if there's anybody else would like to check in before we close. Anyone interested in calling, please call now. Any relays? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and we'll close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We had 8 check-ins, 20 minutes, and I want to thank everybody for joining this afternoon, and I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay warm or cold, depending on which way the temperatures are going this week. Either way, stay dry, stay healthy, and we'll hope to talk to you next weekend. This is QLAC-A, Delta Oscar November, closing this session and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. QLAC-A, Delta Oscar November, out.
N1KRD mobile. NAWT.
WOT.